I'm with Chef Jeremy Medley. Jeremy, when you come into a restaurant, there's quite a few different choices of menu that you can choose from. What are the different? What for example, is a menu d'hôte?
So the table d'hôte menu is usually a set menu or a préfixé, as they call it. It's usually something that where guests can come. It's sort of evolved, you know, when I was in London, it's usually you have that. So if people are coming in that are staying for a few days, they get the, it changes every day, basically. Whereas then you have the à la carte, which is individual price, more slightly, you know, refined dining dishes, etc. It's the real showcase for the restaurant. But nowadays you have think places that have an à la carte menu, then they'll have specials. So if they've got some fantastic asparagus in season, it'll be on the specials menu just for the day.
So the specials menu might be something that's just come in literally for that day.
Yeah.
The table d'hôte would be a fixed price menu,
yeah,
for perhaps, you know, does that change every day as well?
Yeah. So, it can change every day. You know, if you've got a few portions of something from the day before, it may roll onto the menu for the following lunch. But usually it's the price base is slightly less than the à la carte. So it's better value for money. It's almost like a try before you buy kind of menu.
Right. And the à la carte menu, you say, is the showcase menu. And that, I'm assuming, changes more seasonally. Is that right?
Yeah, so you know, so most places change their menu. Some places change it every few weeks. Some places change it every seasonally, depending on the ingredients. I mean, the trend towards modern local cooking and ingredients, mm-hmm, tends to people will change their menus more. But then the real showcase of a restaurant is normally either a tasting menu or a surprise menu, where you can either have stuff that's the chef's speciality dishes, where he'll have all the dishes will be his signature dishes, mm-hmm, or it will be a surprise tasting menu where they really do get the stuff that comes off the back of the van, decide what they're going to do with the menu, and you eat it on that day.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, the surprise. But is that normally more money, though?
Yeah, so obviously a tasting menu, it's more courses. So they're slightly smaller in size, but you get a much more variety in taste. You taste really the ability of the kitchen and the techniques and the skill base of the kitchen because you've got more dishes. But, I mean, I love tasting menus, going to really good restaurants, because you really do get to see a diverse stuff. And when you see things different, they inspire you to do different things yourself.
And is there a difference in the menu generally between lunchtime and evening time?
Some restaurants do a lunch menu and a dinner menu, but generally the à la carte will stay the same for both. But what they do is the table d'hôte menu will be slightly lighter for lunch, and it will give you more options. But it really is. Cooking is changing and restaurant habits are changing. People are becoming a lot more aware and a lot more savvy on things. You know, people are cooking a lot better things at home. They're getting a lot better ingredients. So the restaurants really have to up their game for something different for people to try. And having a broad choice on your menu really does allow, you know, people to experience a better range of things.
That's lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.